Hello, boys and girls. Have you ever stood under the night sky and looked up at the stars? I want to tell you this morning about one particular star. It's called Venus. It's easy to find because it's brighter than all the others. You can see it, you can pick it out to early in the morning, just about sunrise. You can pick it out in the evening, just about sunset. And it reminds me of the Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation 22 and verse 16. It's on the last page of the Bible. It describes the Lord Jesus as the bright and morning star. Just as Venus outshines all other planets, so the Lord Jesus outshines all those who've ever lived. He's better than any other person. No one else can outshine him in goodness, in power, and in love, or in any other way. But Jesus is God's Son, and that makes him very, very, very special. Venus got its name from a false god. People called it Venus after the goddess of love. But the God we worship, the living God, is the real God of love. His Son is the King of love, and he loved us so much that he came to this earth to rescue us from our sins. Venus comes closer to this earth than any other planet. In fact, it comes so close that spaceships have landed on it. But it doesn't come so close as the Lord Jesus, for he comes to the door of our hearts, and he knocks. For he wants to come in and share our lives with us. He wants to forgive us and share our lives with us day by day. Have you opened your heart to the Lord Jesus? Oh, do that today if you've never done it before. Then Venus has a nickname. It's called the Earth's Twin Sister. For no other two planets are so alike in size and weight. The distance right through it is only 200 miles less than the distance through the Earth. It has mountains as high as Everest. It has a Grand Canyon like there is in America. It has rolling plains and craters. But Venus didn't choose to be like the Earth. God planned it that way. But the Lord Jesus chose to become like us. He was born as a baby in Bethlehem to bring God into our world. If you want to know what God is like, boys and girls, look at the Lord Jesus Christ. Looking at him, you'll see what God is like. Venus, then, is called the Earth's twin sister. But it's not altogether like the Earth, for it's much, much hotter. There are no oceans, trees, grass, or animals. It's like the Earth in some ways, and different in others. And the Lord Jesus, although he chose to become like us, in some ways is completely different. For one thing, he never sinned. He lived a perfect life. For that reason, he can help us when we ourselves face temptation. Venus also has another name. It's called the Morning and the Evening Star. For that's when it shines its brightest, around sunrise, around sunset. You can pick it out quite easily. So we begin and end the day with Venus looking down on us. I wonder, boys and girls, do you begin and end the day thinking about the Lord Jesus and praying to him? A very wise man once said, that which you think of first thing in the morning and last thing at night is your God. So you can test yourself, boys and girls. Is Jesus first and last in your thoughts? Then he is your God. But perhaps it's something else that fascinates you, something else you think of first and last. If it's not the Lord Jesus, you have a false God in your heart. But right now you can ask the Lord Jesus to come into your life and to forgive your sin and to share your life with you. The next time you stand and look up into the night sky, look out for Venus. You can pick it out quite easily. Look out for Venus. Let it remind you of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's called the bright and morning star. What a lovely name for the Lord Jesus.